AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A group of armed men continues to hold a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon, even though their leader has been arrested and another person has been killed. FBI Special Agent Greg Britzing.
These individuals have chosen to threaten and intimidate the America they profess to love and, through criminal actions, bring these consequences upon themselves.
Sheriff Dave Ward says an armed conflict is not the way to handle differences with the government.
We don't arm up and rebel. We work through the appropriate channels. This can't happen anymore. This can't happen in America, and it can't happen in Harney County.
Officials are waiting for the coroner to declare a cause of death before identifying the man killed last night, but family members say they believe it to be Lavoy Finicum. Most of the presidential candidates are stumping for votes today in Iowa and urging their supporters to attend the caucuses on Monday. Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton.
I am asking all of you to go to the caucus Monday night, because if you stand up for me then, I will stand up and fight for you as hard as I can to make sure we go forward together in America.
Today, her main challenger, Senator Bernie Sanders, was at the White House for a meeting with President Obama. He disputes claims the president may be pulling for Clinton.
I don't believe that at all. I think he and the vice president have tried to be fair and even-handed in the process, and I expect they will continue to be that way.
On the GOP side of things, Donald Trump continues to say he'll boycott tomorrow night's debate on Fox News.
He is the one candidate who is willing to say, even though you are the centerpiece of Republican circles and conservative circles, I don't need you. I'll walk off your stage. And that is something that no other candidate is willing to do.
That's Iowa State University professor David Anderson. On Wall Street, a downturn today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now down by 190 points. This is AP Radio News. One of the reasons for the downturn on Wall Street is that the Fed is not changing interest rates, at least not this month. Following a meeting today in Washington, the Fed said it will continue to monitor economic developments and may be prepared to slow future rate hikes. A popular chain restaurant may be the latest credit card fraud target.
The fast food chain Wendy's says it is looking into what it describes as unusual activity on payment cards used at some of its restaurants. A spokesman for the Ohio-based company says Wendy's received reports of the possible fraud from contacts in the payment industry. The reports suggest cards were used first legitimately and then fraudulently. It's not clear how widespread any fraud may be. Wendy's has about 6,500 restaurants in 28 countries. Reports of a possible fraud were first made public on the website Krebs on Security. Warren Levinson, New York.
71 years ago, the Nazi concentration camp Auschwitz was liberated by the Soviet Army. Today, dozens of elderly survivors return to light candles in remembrance of the dead. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.